From the KTOO Newsroom, I'm Jacob Resnick. The top two officials in the state division overseeing prisons had their last day of work on Monday. Division of Institutions Director Bruce Busby and Deputy Director Caitlin Price no longer work for the Department of Corrections. Department spokeswoman Megan Edge wouldn't say why.
The Department of Corrections can't provide any information on personnel matters. It's all confidential.
Bruce Busby is the former superintendent of Lemon Creek Correctional Center in Juneau. Deputy Commissioner Claire Sullivan will be overseeing the former employee's responsibilities until then. Juneau police say it's closed its case on a woman found dead in a hot tub in August. 28-year-old Alexis Ashley Ellers was found dead in a hot tub 8 days after being reported missing after a minor car crash. The state medical examiner's office issued its report October 9th, but Juneau Police Lieutenant David Campbell said he couldn't make its details public. Police are only saying they do not suspect foul play. Mountain lions in Ketchikan? There were a couple of reported sightings recently, but local Alaska Department of Fish and Game officials say they'd like more evidence. KRBD's Layla Carey has this report.
Ketchikan resident Shauna Lee lives near the bottom of the Schoenbar Bypass in the Newtown area. She says she was standing at her kitchen window when she saw something moving outside.
When I looked at it, my brain sort of tried to register, oh, it must be a dog. But as I looked at it, I realized, no, it's a cat because the shoulder blades were rotating really prominently. And then I looked at the back, and the tail went all the way down to the street. It had a dark end to the tail, and I thought, oh my gosh, that is a mountain lion.
Lee says she tried to get a photograph of the animal, but it leapt over the cement wall and then a fence separating the road from the woodsy hillside. Boyd Porter is a fish and game wildlife biologist. He says there were two reports of possible mountain lion sightings, but he's not convinced that it wasn't just a particularly large domestic cat. Porter says there have been previous sightings of mountain lions, also called cougars, in the region.
Well, there's been one confirmed sighting around the Margaret Creek area on Reveal Island, so it's not out of the question. There's also been other sightings over the years in the early 90s out on the Cleveland Peninsula, Myers Chuck.
For the most part, though, Porter says this area doesn't offer the right kind of habitat for cougars. Shauna Lee says it could have been a really large domestic cat, like a Norwegian mountain cat, but she did a little research and what she saw was pretty similar to online photographs of mountain lions. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.
And checking weather, rain is forecast to continue through the weekend with temperatures remaining in the 40s. That's your news and weather update. I'm Jacob Resnick.